This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 24 hours after the report showing inflation rising, President Trump signed an order imposing the same amount in tariffs on imported goods that the countries shipping them impose on U.S. imports.
Move that could upend global trade and threatens to spike inflation here at home. But economists warn higher tariffs on imports are paid by American companies who pass the costs along to consumers in the form of higher prices. The president acknowledging prices could go up in the short term. The president adamant his new policies will leave America flooded with jobs.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The Wall Street Journal reported Vice President Vance said the U.S. will hit Moscow with sanctions and maybe military action if Putin won't agree to a peace deal with Ukraine. A sports note, in college basketball, number 6 USC upset top-ranked UCLA 71-60. It ended the Bruins' 23-game winning streak. This is ABC News. The White House says 75,000 federal workers had accepted its buyout offer. There are still a lot of unknowns.
It's really unclear if there's appropriated funding for this buyout because, of course, the government runs out of money in March and Donald Trump does not have appropriations authority. And there's a lot of wiggle room and confusion around the terms of this email and whether responding yes actually is some kind of a binding contract that would protect these workers.
ABC News legal contributor Kim Whaley. Update on 2024 YR, the recently discovered near-Earth asteroid with what astronomers calculate is a 1% chance of hitting Earth in 2032. They've been fine-tuning the calculations, and the risk is now up to 2%. That chance will certainly increase and decrease as the space rock's orbit around the sun is better charted. Astronomers say there's a good chance the risk likely will drop to zero. Earthbound and orbital telescopes keeping watch. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds late tonight as temperatures drop to around 5 below, wind chills around 15 below, a light breeze. On Friday, a winter weather advisory goes into effect in the afternoon with 1 to 2, potentially 3 inches of snow, highs in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 1.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the woman who wants to head the Department of Education says private and charter schools have every right to refuse kids who don't meet their standards. What does that mean for children in Wisconsin?
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hour two here on the Tom Hartman Program. On the line with us is our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the brilliant podcast On the Edge, available wherever fine podcasts are found. And Phil, just a few minutes ago, Pete Hegseth was apparently asked at a press conference, this European Security Conference, what concessions Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth are requiring of Vladimir Putin in order to negotiate some sort of peace with Ukraine. And this is a verbatim answer. This is exactly what he said. He said, I would start by saying the arguments that have been made that somehow coming to the table right now is making concessions to Vladimir Putin outright, or that the president of the United States shouldn't otherwise make. I just reject that on its face. What the hell?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, Tom. So
what's going on? How's this being taken over there?
Well, I can presume how it's going to be taken over here. I can respond to what Hegseth has been saying since he's been on this side of the Atlantic, and that is that Ukraine is not going to play ball. Negotiations between Moscow and D.C., be what they may, will not resolve this conflict. Yeah. The Ukrainians will decide the resolution of this conflict, and they are damn sure they have conviction of that. I shrug my shoulders and I roll my eyes and I listen to the Secretary of Defense being Hegseth as opposed to Lloyd Austin, and I wonder where we are. And I am sorry to say this, and this is my personal opinion. I am not doing this as a reporter. I am doing this as an analyst and somebody who has lived in Ukraine for quite some time and covered this part of the world for quite some time. U.S. foreign policy is being dictated out of Moscow.
That's my take. I think, frankly, domestic policy is being dictated out of Moscow. I think that both Musk and Trump have been in regular contact with Putin. Putin wants to see the United States destroyed. And guess what? They're destroying the United States.
That's correct. And I tread cautiously here because I have been doing this for 20, 30 years. And I know what happens when I make declarative statements like we are being played by Moscow. that we have been, we are at war with Russia. And I know folks hate hearing that, but we are at war with Russia. And it is, we are at war with Russia because Russia has decided they are at war with us, and we are not aware of it yet. It is not in our, it is not in our consciousness that we are currently in a hot war with the Russian Federation. And it is happening here in Ukraine, certainly, but it is also happening domestically within the United States. They have infiltrated our body politic. We are putting into positions of power people like Tulsi Gabbard and, you know, a number of different, Kemp Paschal, go to as far as J.D. Vance, the vice president, and yes, go all the way up to the president of the United States. We are compromised. We have been attacked by Moscow, and it is effective, and it is working, and we are losing the war that is happening domestically within the United States of America. We're being attacked, Tom. We're being attacked. No short measure to it. We are under attack by the Kremlin, and there are willful, whether they are, you know, useful idiots, fellow travelers, or indeed agents of the Kremlin, we are being attacked. And the appointments that the new administration are putting into positions of power undermine our security. They acquiesce to the Kremlin. And while Ukraine is the hot edge, the sharp point of the spear, make no mistake about it, the United States of America is under attack. And we are currently in a state of war with Russia, whether we like it or not, whether we like to persuade ourselves that we are not. Having studied the Russians and lived in this part of the world and studied this part of the world for a very long period of time, this is not passive. This is not, these are not half measures. We need to wake up to the fact that the Kremlin, in coordination with a lot of members of the administration coming in, and this has been going on since you know, Trump came down the escalator, and beforehand even, we need to wake up to this fact. This isn't just a domestic problem. This is an international problem. And the Kremlin is manipulating our body politic and attacking our body politic.
And they're doing it to the Germans, and they're doing it to the French,
and they're doing it to the
Brits, and the Swedes.
We got to wake up.
Yeah.
And I've been saying this on your show for a very long time, and I wish I could say it more succinctly. And I wish I was more articulate about it. And I wish that people who listen to your show and the audience that you have kind of had the body of information that I have. And I'm grateful for people that are open to this perception. We got to wake up. This isn't a game. Democracy is under threat. Western liberal democracy is under threat. We thought at the end of the Cold War that our system would go east. What has happened is that their autocracy and their corruption and their system of oligarchy has moved west.
Yep.
And the sooner we recognize that, and we're already in the 11th hour, we got to wake up to the fact that this isn't an abstract idea. This is really happening, and it is happening in our own country. Trump is, and I know people get really upset about this because of the faulty Mueller report, of all the efforts that have been done to dissuade Americans from recognizing this threat by minimalizing, by simply, you know, paraphrasing the Brady Bunch for all intents and purposes, you know, the whole, you know, Russia, Russia, Russia. That is not a mistake. That is done purposefully to minimize the very real effect of Russian information warfare. They can't beat us on the battlefield. They need to beat us in our body politic, and they're winning.
Yeah.
They're winning. They're beating the hell out of us.
Yeah, I'm seeing it,
and we need to recognize it.
I absolutely agree. All that said, Phil Idner, what is the status of the war in Ukraine right now, or the Russian war against Ukraine, I suppose we should call it?
Well, look, on the ground in Ukraine, despite what folks would have you think, Ukraine is winning the war.
Putin is talking to Trump about, hey, let's end this war, right?
Right, and also talking directly between D.C. and Moscow and excluding Kiev.
Yeah,
that's a massive problem. They are making advances. The Russians are making advances militarily in the Donetsk area, but they are not making the kind of advances that they need to make to actually win the war. They are not going to quote unquote denazify Ukraine, which is not to say that Ukraine is a Nazi state. When they say denazify, they mean to upheave the.
They mean to end the sovereignty.
They mean to end sovereignty in
back
Ukraine.
In charge.
That's right. That's right. They want a puppet government in Kiev. Now, if they don't get that, and if they don't get Odessa, which is the control point for the northern shore of the Black Sea, they will have lost this war. Because it's all about naval power. For it's imperialism and it's naval power. And if they don't have Kiev, which is the imperialism, and if they don't have Odessa, which is the geopolitical strategic power that would control their only warm water port, then they have lost this war. So they need to make more advancements than they are making on the battlefield currently. So if the war were to end today, they would lose this war. However, they could sell it to their own population if they are given guarantees that there is exactly what Pete Hegseth is going to Brussels and going to Munich and saying, which is to say, no NATO unification partnership or being brought into the defense status of NATO, the idea of 2000 and prior to 2014 borders, which is to say sovereign borders of Ukraine, that is no longer accessible. These are exactly what Moscow wants. And for Hegseth to come over here and say these things without even entering into negotiations, which is to say to surrender these major strategic goals of Moscow going into the negotiations,
it's criminal.
What are we getting in return? It is exactly what Moscow wants.
Yeah.
And so we need to recognize that we are really losing this war.
Yeah, this is the Sudetenland all over again.
And we are losing it not in terms of what's happening on the ground. We're losing it in terms of the smoky backroom deals that are being made that Hegseth and Trump want to have happen. The Europeans are recognizing that they need to step up. But I see that as a double-edged sword as well, because I think that Moscow ultimately would like to see a division between the transatlantic alliance. And I am seeing more and more that the Europeans are recognizing that America is a faulty partner, that it cannot be relied upon. And that sows division in the transatlantic alliance, which Moscow loves to see. Now, do I want to see a strong European defense alliance? Yes, I do. But I'd like to see it connected with America.
Yeah, I'm with you. Phil Idner, check out his podcast, On the Edge. Thank you, Phil.
See you, Tom.
Yep, we'll be right back. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores With one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path's recipe is peptides, it's more bioavailable, mixes much better with other brands, no clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee this morning. We'd love it. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other products. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman, G-E-T, get. That, you got to precede it with get. Start your transformation today. Getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Trump shut the gates, locked the doors, took the food from the kids, left the poor on the floor. Said if you can't pay, you don't belong. While his friends count gold and toast to the con. He's tearing it down, brick by brick. Ripping the spine from the government. Life. Trump froze the checks, killed the loans.
25 minutes past the hour. So Louisiana's Attorney General Liz Morrill just signed an executive order yesterday against New York City abortion provider Dr. Maggie Carpenter. Dr. Carpenter, this is an extradition order. They want New York City to surrender Dr. Carpenter, to Louisiana so she can be prosecuted for shipping abortion medication to a Louisiana teenager who then had an abortion. And Carpenter did nothing illegal. New York is a shield state that protects abortion providers, allows them to mail abortion medication without fear of prosecution. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, says there's no way in hell she's going to extradite Carpenter. So Louisiana, the attorney general, Morrell, says, the doctor needs to be careful with her travel plans. She says New York officials, including the governor, are not at liberty to ignore interstate compacts and laws regarding extradition. The doctor could be arrested in other places. If New York won't cooperate, there are other states that will. Can you imagine? These people are dead serious. They do not want women to have rights. They do not want women to have powers. They do not want women to have freedom. They want to take us back to 1971. They want to take us back to the time when women couldn't even get a credit card without their husband or their boyfriend or their brother or their father co-signing for them. When abortion was illegal, when half the different kinds of birth control out there were illegal. Basically, the only thing that was left was the rhythm method and maybe in some states condoms. They were outlawed. Condoms were outlawed in Connecticut. Even for married couples. I mean, there was a Supreme Court case around this in 1965, I think it was. Griswold versus Connecticut. It was illegal for married couples to have condoms in their home. This is what they want to take us back to. And now the Republicans are telling us how they're going to pay for their tax cuts for the billionaires. I'll tell you about that after the break. And also, Musk's dodgy crew just straight up took $80 million out of a New York City bank account. Say what? I'll tell you about that, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be, and all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable. It mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our morning coffee. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number where you can talk to a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers a really amazing bundle deal that's only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman. That's G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
Don't obey in advance, don't give them your will. Most of their power comes when you stand still. Defend what you cherish, the courts and the press. Stand with the unions, don't settle for less. Beware the one-party state. Vote while you can before it's too late. Take a stand, take the lead. This is the fight that freedom will need. How to fight tyranny, here's where it starts. With courage, truth and a fire in your heart. Resist their commands, let your voice ring clear. Freedom's a battle, but we hold it dear.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Mike Johnson and the House Republicans yesterday released their budget plan. It would raise the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. You'll recall it's always the Republicans who are hysterical about the debt ceiling and about the national debt. They always say, you know, we've got to cut Social Security, we've got to cut Medicare because the national debt's too high. But they want to borrow another $4 trillion. And what do they want to do with that $4 trillion? They want to give $4.5 trillion in tax breaks to billionaires, you know, like Elon Musk and Donald Trump. They also threw in $2 trillion in compulsory cuts to Medicaid. Yeah, because, you know, working poor people don't need health insurance. I mean, this is a more shameless version of the 2017 tax cuts. This is just obscene. It also calls for $880 billion in direct cuts to Medicaid, which provides low-cost health insurance to 72 million Americans. And would require states to either come up with the money to fund it themselves or slash benefits to recipients. It also calls for $230 billion in cuts to food stamps because, hey, poor people don't need to eat. That's a 20% cut to a program that feeds 42 million Americans every year. And by the way, where are most of these people living who are on food stamps and who are using Medicaid? The top states are West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. You think anybody in those states is going to realize that it's Donald Trump who's screwing them? The Republicans now say, this is, again, from yesterday's meeting where Mike Johnson came out and said, here's our budget. They want to reduce mandatory spending by $2 trillion. Now, what's mandatory spending? Mandatory spending is four categories. There are basically four categories of mandatory spending. Veterans benefits, Medicaid, Social Security, and Medicare. And they didn't say, you know, how much they're going to cut veterans benefits or how much they're going to cut Social Security or how much they're going to cut Medicare, but they want to take $2 trillion out of those programs to pay for additional tax breaks for billionaires. As Jim Clyburn, the congressman from South Carolina, said, they have one agenda, stealing from the poor and giving to the rich. Speaking of which, New York City Comptroller Brad Lander. Now, the comptroller, he's like the bookkeeper for New York City, right? The treasurer for New York City. He just posted this. This was over on Blue Sky. This is just crazy. I'll just read you this is verbatim. He said, this morning, My financial team shockingly uncovered that President Trump and his crony Elon Musk illegally executed a revocation of $80 million in congressionally appropriated FEMA funding from New York City's bank accounts late yesterday afternoon. This is money that the federal government previously disbursed for shelter and services and is now missing. This highway robbery of our funds directly out of our bank account is a betrayal of everyone who calls New York City home. Absolutely friggin' incredible. And then, you know, the LIHEAP, the low-income heating assistance program, I just confirmed that. This is Alabama. People are all across Alabama. People are getting notices that $100 is being taken out of their checking account that had been given to them to subsidize their low-income heating costs. And I mean, this is, here we are. Steve Bannon told us this was coming in 2016. He said, we are going to deconstruct the administrative state. That is literally what they are doing. They are taking America apart right in front of us. And Vladimir Putin has got to be giggling so hard he is risking a hernia. So let's pick up your calls. Ardeen in Colorado Springs. Hey, Ardeen, what's on your mind today?
Hi. A few things. I was just wondering, where's Mike Lindell, the pillow guy?
I have no idea. He's probably and desperately Muda, trying to rescue his little pillow empire.
His business. Yeah, I know. And it's like, Rudy Giuliani. It's like they're expendable to him, to Donald Trump.
Oh, he doesn't have friends. He has temporary alliances or exploitational alliances, if that's a word.
Exactly. And it's so sad because that guy, Mike Lindell, he had a business.
Oh, he gave his life for Donald Trump. He's destroyed. Same is true of Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so sad. And what baffles me is people like the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world. We're in Colorado, so hey, we got the Lauren Boberts here. Do they not see that they're also expendable? Do they not see that what they're doing is, I mean, they're going to be thrown out with the other trash?
They all think they can ride the tiger.
Yeah, I guess so. It's so sad. And then another thing I was thinking, now this is part of my conspiracy. I'm building up my own conspiracy here. I actually don't think Donald Trump wanted the first presidency or the second presidency. I think he was doing it to generate some money. He was running low on money, and he thought it was a cash cow, and he thought he could get a lot of stuff. He wasn't in it for – he has no brain cells. We all know that.
I think
he doesn't like to be thought of as stupid, and he was put in a position where it was out there that he's not the smartest guy.
No.
He's really not.
Well, with regard
and
to his first
– ego can't handle it.
His first term, he did not want to become president. He did not plan to become president. He did not expect to be president. He did that stunt coming down the escalator because NBC was paying Gwen Stefani $1 million a year more than they were paying him, and he was pissed off about it. And he wanted to say to NBC, for the next season of The Apprentice, you need to raise my paycheck. He did not expect. He didn't even have an acceptance speech written. I mean, he had no idea what he was doing. I think with the second term, though, he desperately wanted to be president because he knew that was the only way to stay out of jail. He was looking at going to prison.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, he got that taken care of because of the Supreme Court. But now I'm thinking he always puts people in charge. That's what he likes to do, and he got that from The Apprentice, I guess. He likes people to do the dirty work. So that he could say, hey, hands up, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So he's putting everybody in charge so he doesn't have to take the fall when we're all in a depression, not a recession, a depression.
Yep.
And it's coming. And then like Elon Musk, those two, I mean, if we need to have, what is it, that movie with the singer, where they're in a grudge match. Thunderdome. We need to have them. We need to stick them in and just say, fight it out, get it over with. We're done with you guys.
Yeah, okay.
And I love the idea because Elon Musk, The Elon Musk basically bought the presidency.
No, he did, and he has now become the president. I mean, he's got his little kid. Apparently, people have taken this video apart. I made a joke about it the other day, but apparently it's true that his little kid walked up to Donald Trump sitting in the Oval Office and said, "Get the F, you know, shut your effing mouth." That's what he said. He said, "Shut your effing mouth." And he only actually said the word, you know, that I'm not going to say on the air. Ardeen, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Wally in Portage, Indiana. Hey, Wally, what's up?
Appreciate you talking with me, Tom. It's always good to hear some intelligent dialogue for
thank
a
you.
Change compared to other sources. I want to talk about the history real quick of the Republican Party, as far as I can remember. I was born during Eisenhower administration, so I don't know much about that, but Nixon, Ford, Reagan, the Bushes, now Trump, every administration has scandalous corruption in it.
Yep.
And it's habit, and it isn't just the presidency. Yesterday, they're giving, Mitch McConnell was the only one to vote against Tulsi Gabbard on the Republican side.
Right.
Like, he's the one who packed the courts.
I know. He's suddenly realizing that he has created a monster. If he had only, if he had just stepped back and not whipped votes against the Trump's impeachment, against Trump's conviction, particularly in the second time around, we would not be in this situation right now. And I think that Mitch McConnell has come to that realization, you know, particularly after Trump has, in very racist ways, gone after his wife. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Wally, thanks for the call. Spot on. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It is 46 minutes past the hour. Stay with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. Back with your calls in just a minute.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 24 hours after the report showing inflation rising, President Trump signed an order imposing the same amount in tariffs on imported goods that the countries shipping them impose on U.S. imports.
Move that could upend global trade and threatens to spike inflation here at home. But economists warn higher tariffs on imports are paid by American companies who pass the costs along to consumers in the form of higher prices. The president acknowledging prices could go up in the short term. The president adamant his new policies will leave America flooded with jobs.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The Wall Street Journal reported Vice President Vance said the U.S. will hit Moscow with sanctions and maybe military action if Putin won't agree to a peace deal with Ukraine. A sports note, in college basketball, number 6 USC upset top-ranked UCLA 71-60. It ended the Bruins' 23-game winning streak. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year, at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds late tonight as temperatures drop to around 5 below. Wind chills around 15 below. A light breeze. On Friday, a winter weather advisory goes into effect in the afternoon with 1 to 2, potentially 3 inches of snow, highs in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 1.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, our pal Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show is in studio. Up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kalen Cole performs live, and it's a bar band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Picking up your calls here, Lynn in Los Angeles. Hey, Lynn, what's up?
Hello. Okay, first, something fun. The DOGE, or the DOGE acronym, stands for two alternatives. One, destruction of government by Elon.
Yeah, Robert Reich did that this morning. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, and the second is Department of Gaslighting Everyone. So that was my phone.
I like that one, too.
Yeah, it's good. It's easy to remember, too. So the reason I have three suggestions for people that are looking for activism and talking points. But the first suggestion is to go to the Progressive Town Hall meeting on Sunday. Every Sunday they have meetings and guest speakers. On January 19th is recorded on YouTube. I suggest everyone go there and listen to Erica Payne of the Patriotic Millionaires, because she gives strategic ideas for mobilizing. And in particular, it's like Bernie says, yes, we can create an economy that works for all of us. Well, she suggests targeting strategically certain politicians, including, for example, in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, because right now there's a bill that they're maybe voting on. It's called the One Fair Wage Act, and it's going to freeze the minimum wage for tipped workers at a lower rate. And it may sound good, but Erica Payne says everyone, all states should call Governor Whitmer and say, oppose that bill, because she cares about being president someday. So it won't just be the people in her state that she pays attention to.
I think she knows that. I mean, Republicans have seized back the Michigan legislature, haven't they? Didn't they do that in the last election?
I cannot speak to that, but I know that there's a bad Democrat. She referred to this guy, Kevin Hertel. He's pushing the bill, and he shouldn't be. You know, it's very corporate. But just really quick, everyone, please go to YouTube, use that tool, find Progressive Town Hall meetings, recordings that might be interesting to you. And then if you want to, join live with us Zoom on Sundays. The second thing, talking points for people who care about the USAID department, a guy named Andrew Natsios, N-A-T-S-I-O-S. He was a guest on February 5th, and he was an administrator for George Bush, and he headed that agency. He's a conservative Republican who says what they're doing is a really bad idea, and he points out things I haven't heard.
I totally get it. Lynn, thank you very much. Kenny in Santa Monica. Hey, Kenny, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, yes. Hi, Tom. Good morning. Just a second. I just wanted to just comment on your question about the lack of student protests regarding the Gaza issue. I have a daughter who was arrested at a university here in Los Angeles. I won't mention the name, but... and she was charged with conspiracy.
Whoa.
And that has dampened the enthusiasm of a lot of these young protesters, because they're facing possible expulsion from school for getting out there and
Not to mention imprisonment and massive legal fees.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm looking at retaining an attorney now just to keep her in school. So that could be a reason why you're seeing
That makes a lot of sense, Kenny. That makes a lot of sense. Kenny, I got to run, but thank you for sharing that personal story with us. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break. The State Department was planning to give Elon Musk, $400 million for armored Teslas? the plot thickens. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
That's 800-754.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition. Our old friend Reed Galen, founder of The Union, will be here to talk about voter registration, how to be a voter, and we'll do a little what's worse.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It took more than 30 years, but a Baltimore judge vacated the murder conviction of James Langhorne, the judge citing two recanted identifications of Langhorne and other reasons.
It's the result of years of work by the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project, Langhorne, grateful to them and his loved ones.
I worked 30 years to get to this point, so I'm going to enjoy every moment and put, you know, the anger behind me, because if anger owns you, you know, it owns you, so I don't want it to own me.
Langhorne was convicted for a fatal shooting in 1993.
ABC's Michelle Frenzen. The airplane Secretary of State Marco Rubio was taking to Munich had mechanical trouble and had to return to Joint Base Andrews. Rubio now taking a smaller airplane. Florida gave a lethal injection to James Dennis Ford for the double murder of a couple in 1997 as their toddler looked on. This is ABC News. The